Wait, no. Never mind. Mike.
Immigration, migration seems to be a source of contention amongst the two parties, the duopoly monopoly, right? The Democrats, Republicans, and to a small extent, the third parties that contribute towards that endgame as well. We all know that the border issue has been a big issue on the right longer than for the left. On the surface, in the media, the way it's exposed, and we can get into that in a different conversation. I'm not here to bash the left. I'm not here to bash the right. I'm not here to bash Democrats, Republicans, or any other third party political entities. What I'm here to do is to fix the problem. And we all want the problem fixed. Or do we? Now that seems to be the real source of contention amongst the populace of the United States citizens. We feel, a majority of us anyway, that the powers that be are actively doing what is happening on purpose. Otherwise, it would not be happening. And all of this reminds me of being back in school and being bullied, or seeing cartoons of the bully where they're holding the candy over your head and you can't reach it. Or, you know, they're holding your forehead as you're trying to swing at them, right? And you just can't reach them. I always call as I tell my wife all the time, the two political parties are playing monkey in the middle with we the people of the United States. And I see this over and over and over again, every election season, every politician that sways back and forth. It's amazing how the first televised political debate going back to John Fitzgerald Kennedy against Nixon. And I urge everyone that actually listens to this to go watch that debate, because you will find that they're debating everything that's going on now. It's as if time has not passed. Nothing has changed. And I'll get to why that's important in a minute. But the mere fact that we're debating things that go back over half a century or up to a century or more, depending on how you want to look at certain situations and circumstances and how they came about and how they arised. How did we get to here? Well, I can tell you guys that, and I think every American knows. And when I say American, I mean every American. I don't care where they came from and when they got here. So don't even play that card with me. We all know that. And the thing is, you know, the thing is, we all expect it. No matter what country everyone comes from, to the melting pot, the American dream, here we all are. And no matter where we all came from, whether it was here or anywhere else, we all expect politicians to be corrupt. And I don't like it when people use the word government, because to me, the government is the institution itself. And the institution itself cannot be corrupt. Just like a gun cannot shoot people, only people can shoot people. A gun cannot be guilty for anything. Our government cannot be guilty for anything. So we need to stop saying our government did this or our government did that. All it's doing is teaching the youth to hate our government. Cut it out. It's the two-party dictatorship, the duopoly monopoly, that's dividing us. And until people talk about it in a different manner, other than playing puppet ping pong balls directed by the hard left and the hard right with all their talking puppets, we will never get out of this situation. I urge everyone to stop and think, to look at your neighbor and to say, what's going on? Why is this happening? I don't hate anybody. I've traveled all around the world, and everywhere I go, nobody hates anybody. So why is all this division being placed upon us? I'll get into more later. We've got a lot to get into. A lot to get into. I've got solutions on how we can fix this. I've got remedies. And there's so much that I can't even talk about right now that it's just not even funny. So, let's talk about one of the biggest issues right now on the forefront of the mainstream media. Although, for those that know, it's been an issue, like I said, going back to the first televised debate. And, you know, in all honesty, it goes back way further than that. And that is the border policies, immigration policies, migration policies, path to citizenship. All that is all being wrapped up as one, by the way. So you can dismiss each one, that they should actually be different, because that's how we can tackle them and handle them in a legal, justified, equal way. And so that's what I'm going to bring to the table: a path to citizenship, a punishment for the illegal activity, and we can all come to terms from a starting point from there, right? A talking point from a starting point. So what we will first do, since they are not only breaking our United States laws, and I'm sure someone can cite all the codes and everything else about crossing the international boundaries of our country and another country, boom, that also means they are breaking international law that is placed on in the international sphere and realm of international laws. And I'm sure someone can find and quote me on those laws as well. And so we can build a case here, because here's what's going to happen. Since not only are they breaking United States law, but they're breaking a global law, right? Now what we're going to do is upgrade that illegal activity to a felony. Now, here's why that's important. It's immediate upon crossing, they will be issued the felony, meaning no matter what any state does, they are barred from voting because they have a felony. They are barred from owning a firearm because they have a felony. They are barred from holding certain governmental jobs because they have a felony. Also, to gain their path of citizenship, they must serve 6 years in the military, the United States military. If they are 18 and over, they are taken immediately and served their sentence then, right? Their path to citizenship. If they are a minor, then the state will provide until the minor becomes an adult, and then they will serve their 6 years as well. I see this as fair because it'll prevent those that don't want to go into a military environment, put their life on the line for a country that they don't really belong to. That'll teach people to stop coming here in hate when they have to be sent on the defense line to defend this country. If they walk away from military service, it's treason. And we all know how treasonous people are treated. Upon completion of their 6 years of military service, they are still felons, which means they still cannot and never will be able to vote, nor hold a firearm, or hold certain governmental positions. This is why the bill I want to introduce is very important. And we've got more on this and more on other bills that I want to introduce, but stay tuned and we will come back in a moment. Reaching out to all 50 states and beyond. If you are hearing this message, then you are now part of the cause. Join our newsletter now, UnitedStatesNation.us. And we are back. You are listening to Musicians, Politicians, Magicians. I am your host, Mark Christopher Garrett. And I'd like to get into the next HR resolution, House resolution I'd like to pass, a bill that I think is needed. As we all know, here in the United States, there's been a lot of division. And I don't, like I said, I'm not going to point fingers. I'm not going to bring down the duopoly monopoly in this episode. We will talk about how they have corrupted our system in further episodes because it's so deep. Right now, I want to get into something that's very important because our country is being divided daily, minute by minute, second by second. People are creating more reasons to create hate than ever before, right? And they're pointing out things that never are, first off, they really are illegal with certain laws on the bill, but never would have even been talked about prior to. They're doing this to create division. And when I say they will, again, we will get into that in a further podcast, which is why you need to subscribe and join our podcast, right? Musicians, politicians, magicians. And hopefully I can keep you up to date on what is going on with where we are taking the future of legal issues. And with that, I'd like to tell you about the colorblind law that I will be introducing. The colorblind law is where we're going to pass a law making it illegal for any media during, you know, their news and all of and reporting to mention the color of someone's skin, right? And I got to see how far we can take it on other grounds as far as ethnicity and heritage and religion. Some of those things, obviously, we need to mention. But definitely on the color of the skin, bar none, does not need to be mentioned. All that does is cause division where it does not need to be. We see how the media wants to only report a certain way. They want to create division a certain way. We know what they're doing, and so we all must put a stop to it. And again, these are all conversations we need to take further. These are all conversations I would like to have with people. But all of us are underrepresented. We're censored. And those of us with no political money or backing whatsoever feel like a cog in a wheel so small that's just going round and round in our own little head that no one even hears us. So if you hear this, if you get this message, pass it along. Share it. Get it to whoever you need it to get it to. Talk about it, right? I mean, I'm not saying share my own videos or wherever you're listening to this podcast or anything like that. I'm talking about the message itself. Share the message, because that is the most important thing ever, and that's what needs to be delivered so that we the people can be delivered. And with that, I'm signing off on the very first podcast of Musicians, Politicians, Magicians. Thank you for listening. And again, I invite you all to subscribe, to go to our website, which is at Rock Duck Radio. Also at, you can get us on Spotify, iTunes, all of those normal podcasting places, obviously, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Just type in the name and it'll pop up. You can also find us on YouTube, but our websites obviously would be UnitedStatesNation.us. Now that's important that you type it in that way, UnitedStatesNation.us. And there's some amazing stuff going on over there. I invite you to check it out. You can check out my personal website at markchristophergarrett.com. And we're getting ready to do a lot. We're getting ready to introduce a lot of bills, pass some motions, get some lawsuits going. And like I said, a lot of stuff I just cannot get into here, especially right now. There's just so much to unpack over time, and that's what's going to happen. It's going to take a lot of time. We the people did not get ourselves into this mess in one night, and I promise you we will not get out of it overnight. But with a concerted effort, with a plan, with the right tools behind us, we can make this happen. You want to know why? Because we're the people.